Welcome to my humble abode another morning. Good morning. God bless you. Kind of quiet morning today, but we'll see what goes on. I always worry when I start recording this is the lawnmower people, the yard people next door, lawnmower people, they have lawnmowers. The yard people come in, they're kind of going to make a big buzzing sound. But I think I have to either schedule myself early or later, because it's around this time they show up. So I'm a little nervous, but we'll see. Anyway, God bless you. Thank you for being a part of this morning talk, testify, and pray. I have something very special for you today. A lot of us face a lot of things, and it's amazing to see God move. I was just reviewing some videos of Africa and what I was, just a few videos that I have. I don't get much videos. We're going to change that because I have a camera that was given to me from Nicaragua, and I'm going to use that camera. An iPhone that was given to me. It has a really good camera on it, and I'm going to use that. And in fact, I am going to use that to hand off to people to record for me. I tried that in Mexico, and it worked. It's hard finding the person that understands this stuff. I did it in Dubai, and it seemed to work a little bit, but understanding the actual gimbal that you're carrying stuff with, it's a little difficult, but we have one that's made for the phones, and hopefully people could understand it real quick. It'll be great when God blesses, and I can take a media team with me to do most of the stuff, but for now, it's me, and I just want to be able to bring to you every morning these 10 minutes that we have, 10 to 12 minutes. I've been going about long, a little long on 12, but if you need to leave at 10, I understand, but 10 minutes just spending time with you and praying with you and getting you excited and igniting faith. That's the things that I do. That's the things that I make sure of. If you look at our website, that is every place that everything that we do is branched off of this. So if you go there, you miss something, you're going to catch it there. Okay. We have different websites that I'm going to show. We have our address, but all that information can be found on David Yanis Ministries. We're pushing promoting our register today for our healing service at the end of the month. I want to at least try and get 250 people to sign up. We have that many seats, but we're going to be broadcasting through ever how you watch it. You watch it here on Messenger or on Facebook, on YouTube, different places that we're sending it, Twitter. The healing service will be live, and it'll be going on that time as well. You can watch it in there. But if you want to be part of the actual conversation per se, or part of the event, then you need to register and be a part like you would be going to anyone else, be any other place to go. But you just register. It's simple. Just name and email. And that way we can let you know of our events and stuff, know that you attended. But you can send your prayer request directly to us while we're on the air. The other formats, we'll have people monitoring, but I don't know if we're going to get those prayer requests in, just depending how many people are sending them in. It's going to be an experiment for sure, because I usually do these live at a church or at a place that I rent or something like that. And I don't know. We'll just see what God does. Amen. I'm just trying to present myself here and to give you something that you can take. In fact, I'm going to go to the video in a minute, but I have a prayer request for Maria. She's having problems with her stomach. We're going to pray with her just a minute. We're going to pray with her and believe that God's going to touch her stomach. But I like that what she wrote. Mr. David, I love watching you. I see the healing blessings God has blessed you with, and I just like you. that's just part of it. We're going to pray for her at the end of the show, but I just want to read that part to you. That is why I put these things together. All over my YouTube channel, and mainly at Red Media TV, put this link here. You're going to be able to see all my TV shows that I've made. I made 148, I think, 168, something like that, 148. And currently they're all rebroadcasting on different formats and different places, and some on television, some on networks like I built. And I kind of take the shotgun approach, just send it all out and hopefully hit someone. Well, this person, I don't know where she watched me. I don't know how she found me, but Miss Maria, I thank you for that kind note that you sent, and I'm going to send your prayer request back. I'm a little behind on the ones that come on the web form. They come through Messenger. It's so easy just to send the prayer request back. But when they come to the web form, I literally have to be on the computer or logged into the system to pick up those. But they do come to my email, but I can't respond directly from email. We're going to fix that. We're going to find something a little bit different, a little better first. But this is why we put this together, to spend a few minutes with you to ignite your faith. And that way your day is ignited. My show is called Ignite Your Day that I have regularly, 30-minute show. But this is our 10-minute session that I take in the morning with you. Hey, this is my home. This is where I pray. This is the chair I pray in. And this is what I believe that God's going to move in wondrous, wondrous ways. And there are two young children young boys that were healed. I don't even think they were teenagers. They could have been teenagers. One was in Peru. I had this team come from a different ministry to help another ministry that I was working with. They were doing missions by coming and building and teaching Bible school, stuff like that. They brought a kid to me that needed prayer. During the time I was praying, and people were getting healed left and right. And this is something they were not accustomed to. They're getting healed left and right, backs being healed. In fact, I walked up there. There's so many people, I think a dozen people in line that have back problems. So I had them all bend over back and forth, forward three times. I'd smack them in their back and they got healed. I got to the last man, and man, he was an old man. And he's saying, I seen everybody healed. He goes, I'm not bending. I was like, what? He goes, I will not bend. I go, but God's healing everybody this way. But I mean, you don't have to bend. I could pray for you. But if you bend, I know for sure things are going to happen. It just things you see. And when you see God healing people a certain way, then you just go with it. So he wouldn't bend. I go, you're bending. I got him. I bent him. And I smacked his back. And he got healed. Well, in that service, there was a young man that needed prayer. 12-year-old boy. And he came up to these people that did not believe in healing. For 3 days, or miracles that were seen, for two nights, seeing these miracles happening. And they denied it the first night. And then the second night, they were all aborted. So many people healed that they went and grabbed a kid out in the streets that was coming from they're coming in the bus. The mom was coming in the bus. And they came over there. And they sat down. I mean, they brought him over there, and they brought him to me to pray for. So I looked at him and go, what is this? They go, he can't speak. I go, okay. So I got my handkerchief. I got it right here. I said, and it's not the same one. In fact, I lost my crusade handkerchief. I lost it in Nicaragua. I think I left it on the bed when I was packing everything, trying to fit all the little gifts I got. Oh, that was my favorite one, but I'll get another. And so far, I use the Amazon handkerchiefs. So I went over there, and I put the handkerchief just on their throat. I mean, I put the handkerchief in his ear. He was deaf, and he couldn't hear. Put the handkerchief in his ear. I said, what's your name? He's like, so I put my hand on his hand. I put my handkerchief in both ears. One, two. And I said, can you hear it? He goes, yes, he can. I'm like this. Well, what's your name? He goes, points to his throat. He goes like that. I put my handkerchief right on his throat. And I said, what's your name? He goes, my name? I go, yeah, your name. He goes, my name's Ricardo. I go, hey, Ricardo, nice to meet you. I'm David. He looks at his mom. Mom, my name's Ricardo. Mom, my name's Ricardo. Mom's like hugging him and stuff, saying, I know, I named you. It was beautiful and beautiful and beautiful. We had the same thing happen in Africa. Now, that was in July in Peru with a young boy that got healed there. But then we're in Africa, and we're in Mombasa, the tail end of my trip in September. Oh, that was a whole testimony just to come together for that. But well, that's another show or another morning session that we have. What I did was I was praying, and these in Mombasa, they were not responding. They would not come forward. Now, in South Africa, everywhere I went, they would come forward, and they're excited about God. So you come from that element, and you come to Nairobi, where the first church was very excited. It was very excited. But a small church, very excited, healings happened. But then I went to preach at another church, and oh my goodness, I couldn't get anyone to come forward. So finally I did it a different way, and I got everybody prayed for. I have testimonies on that one. I'll share another day. But then I go to Mombasa, and I'm in a crusade. I'm preaching in churches, and I'm getting the same response. No one's coming forward. Then we go out to the park where we're going to be preaching a crusade, a small crusade, you know, maybe 1,000 people there. And I just prayed, and I said, come forward. Nobody would come forward. So that kind of got me frustrated, to be honest. I was kind of frustrated. So I said, you know what? I'm going to call the children. So I called the children and said, hey, if the adults don't want it, the kids will get it. And all the kids came forward, and there was this young man in the line. He brought me to his friend, and he couldn't speak. But let me show you the video. Let me show you what happened. Beautiful. That's just beautiful. It was the kid in the green shirt or the camouflage shirt. That is amazing. I didn't realize, now that I look at the video a fifth or tenth or hundredth time that I looked at it, he was healed the very first time I prayed for him, and you could hear his voice going right through the microphone, but you couldn't tell what it said. So we kept praying for him, and finally I got frustrated and I said, you know what? Because the music was too loud, and I'm trying to do the prayer session, and we're right by the speaker. So I just reached over, and you may see me in the video saying, hey, be quiet. Shut up. And we got that testimony. And we're going a little long here, but anyway, that young man was healed. His name is, if you didn't catch it, it's Hanok. That's his name. And he was just an amazing young man of faith, and he started the fire. There after that testimony, the next day he came up on stage and he testified, and it was beautiful. I don't think I have a video of that. I have to check. See if I have a video of that. It's difficult to get the videos if you don't have a team, because it's a whole different place, you know, different part of the world. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we just believe right now that Maria, that her stomach is healed in Jesus' name, that the anointing is hitting everybody that's watching here that has any stomach problems, cancer, that Maria had cancer before. Father, we pray that the cancer is gone right now and everyone that's watching. We thank you for Maria being healed from that. And having operations and stuff, Lord, that keep trying to find things in there to see what's wrong. We pray that this exploratory surgery, Father, ends and that you will reign in her body today. And Father, we speak life into hearts, livers, backs, lungs. Father, we pray right now for your miracle, cancer to, Father, miracle happen. Cancer will be gone in Jesus' name. We believe it done. God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you so much. And we hope that your day is ignited and your faith is ignited. And then you go ignite your day. God bless.